Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Zivachim daf Lamed Zion Zivachim 37. Back on Lamed Vavim Abayz, we started the fourth chapter of Zivachim, and this chapter was called Perek Beis Shammai. And at the beginning of this chapter, we saw a fundamental dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the blood applications on the altar. We know that for, generally speaking, for a regular offering on the outer altar, there, and that was in the courtyard, there was a requirement to place two applications of blood. But for a sin offering, there was a requirement to place four applications of blood on each of the corners. But Beis Shammai says the following, Kol ani tanen al mizbeach hachitzon, on any of these applications on the corners of the altar, there was a requirement to place four, but achas, if you only placed one, that would also be sufficient to keep her, and then atonement would be reached. However, by a sin offering, two applications were required, and if there were not two applications, then the sin offering would not achieve atonement. But whereas Beis Hillel comes along and says, av chatas shenisana matana achas keep her, that Beis Hillel comes along and says, no, even by a sin offering, if there was only one application, it would be sufficient. So that's a fundamental dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. By a sin offering, what is the minimum number of applications required on the altar in order for it to have achieved atonement? That according to Beis Shammai, minimally, we would require two applications of the blood. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, we would say that minimally, we require only one application of the blood. What's the reason for the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Rav Huna on our daf, on daf Lamed Zayin on Beis, is going to suggest the reason. In order to understand the reason, we have to go back a little bit and say that there's a fundamental dispute about how do we expound the words of the Torah. And this dispute is known as Yesh Eim L'Mikra or Yesh Eim L'Mesora. So Yesh, basically, that when a word is written in the Torah, the word could be written in multiple ways, and sometimes there are certain letters which we read them as though they're there, even though they're not actually written. And this is, for example, the letter Vav. So therefore, there's a word in the Torah that refers to the corners of the altars of the Mizbeach, and the word is Karnos. And that word could be written with the Vav or without the Vav. And yet, technically speaking, it would mean the corners of the altar. But however, if it's written without the Vav, it could also be written as in the singular as referring to one corner. And this verse appears three times with respect to a sin offering. In Leviticus chapter 4, it refers to the sire of the prince, where it says the Kohen should take from the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and he shall place it al karnos mizbeach ha'olah. He shall place it on the corners of the altar that is in the courtyard. Also, it appears with respect to the goat of the sin offering that it says, V'nasan al karnos. And so too, again, in Leviticus chapter 4, verse 34, it states with respect to the sheep that was brought, it says, V'nasan al karnos. So therefore, we see that the word karnos appears three times. So explains Rav Huna that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that the way we read it is the essential way we should look at it when we're expounding it. And so therefore, since we read it each time as though it was written in the plural, karnos, 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 three times we're talking about corners in the plural, and that basically gives us a total of six. But since we know that there can't be six applications of blood because there's only four corners, and so therefore, what do we do? So this comes along Beis Shammai and says, Arba l'mitzvah, four, to tell us that technically speaking, by a sin offering, we should apply it on each of the corners. However, since we're still left with two, the final two corners, that is to tell us la'akev, that essentially, if we need two applications, and if we don't have two, we have not achieved atonement. Basically, since the word karnos is written three times in the plural, that gets us to six, karnos, 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 and so therefore since that is how we read it in the plural, even though it is not written that way, therefore we read it as though it's in the plural, and therefore we expound it as requiring a minimum of two applications. Whereas Beis Hillel comes along and says, no. Beis Hillel says, since it's written actually without the Vav on two occasions, and it's written with the Vav on one occasion, we just follow the way it is written, not the way we read it. Yesh Emu Mesorah, we follow only the way it is written, and so therefore we look at it twice as being written in the singular, and that gives us two applications. And then one more time we read it as though we read it the way it's written, and that is with an extra Vav, and that gives us another two applications, and so therefore we have a total of four applications. And so therefore Shalosh L'mitzvah, three are to tell us that ideally you should apply it to all of the corners of the altar, V'achas L'akev, and one is to tell us that if you only applied it to one corner, corner, that would be sufficient. So basically, according to Beis Hillel, it is written two times without the Vav and one time with the Vav, whereas Beis Shammai tells us that we only follow the way we read it. And so therefore it would seem that according to Beis Shammai, we are reading it as though it is written in the plural, even though Beis Shammai is not explicit about the way it is written. But Beis Hillel is explicit. The only way to understand the way Beis Hillel's position is to assume that one time it is written the word karnos with the letter Vav, and therefore one time we read it as though it is, as though we expound it as though it is referring to two corners. So Beis Hillel must have one karnos with a full vav in it. The problem is that in our Torah scrolls, in all of these three verses in Leviticus chapter 4, the word karnos appears without the vav. Where Beis Hillel is explicit that he's expounding our Torah as though it is written with the vav there. And that's the only way to understand Beis Hillel's position. So what do we do about the fact that our Torah scrolls don't reflect the reading here of Beis Hillel or even Beis Shammai? So this is not my question. This is the question that the Rashba asks and the Ran asks as well, that it seems to be that our Torah scrolls don't correspond to the exposition of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and so perhaps we should change our Torah scrolls to correspond to their reading of the text. This is a point that the Gilyon HaShas makes, that the Gilyon HaShas makes to Tractate Shabbos 55b, where he points out all the places where our Torah scrolls don't always correspond with the versions of the text as though they appear in our Gemara. So Tzarach Iyun, we need to investigate this further.